The COVID-19 pandemic and nationwide protests against police violence have put the country on edge, but the unrest appears to be a recruiting opportunity for some anti-government groups. Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports.
This is the sound of hundreds of pounds of potatoes hitting the bottom of a dump truck. It's April in rural southern Idaho. The spuds belong to a local farmer who couldn't sell them, so he's giving them away for free as the unemployment rate soars. The dump truck driver is a member of a local anti-federal militia, the Real Three Percenters of Idaho. Eric Parker leads the group.
That's always the directive during an emergency with the organization, whether it's man-made or natural. It's look around your community and see where you can help and organize to help.
Parker shot to fame after a photo of him pointing a rifle at federal agents during a 2014 standoff at a Nevada ranch hit screens across the country. He faced a long prison sentence but pleaded guilty to a single misdemeanor. Handing out potatoes is a softer side to a group that does tactical weapons training and posts videos like this one titled, "When They Come For Your Guns, Step 1, Don't Let Them." Critics say these charity efforts are publicity stunts meant to mainstream groups they see as dangerous. Speaking at a park in Haley, Idaho, Parker said there's no agenda other than helping the community.
I've heard that many times from elected officials, you know, let no good crisis go to waste. And that's not us. This is what we were doing before.
Parker says the pandemic has driven more people to his group. That worries Amy Hertzfeld-Koppel.
This is a major recruiting opportunity, and we're seeing a lot of tactics by far-right militias and extremist organizations to mainstream their appeal right now.
Hertzfeld-Koppel is with the Western States Center, a left-leaning organization that monitors anti-government movements. She and other extremism experts say Americans' understandable fears during these crises play into the hands of militias.
They're doing their best to leverage fear and uncertainty in many communities to broaden their political power and influence.
Hertzfeld-Koppel sees events like the potato giveaway and other far-right groups raising funds for businesses and churches as a way to make the movement look less threatening. And there are signs it's working. A newspaper report on another potato drive in North Idaho referred to the militia simply as a nonprofit. Molly Page is an Idaho political activist whose causes don't normally dovetail with Three Percenters. She was a key member of a recent effort to expand Medicaid in Idaho. She organized an early potato giveaway and said she welcomed the militia member who offered his dump truck.
As one of my friends was joking, I don't care what percent you are. You know, we need help and we need people to come help us transport the potatoes.
Across the country, militia members have been active in recent months. Some voice support for protests against police violence, while some armed groups have clashed with protesters. Militia members and police have squared off in Texas over stay-at-home orders, and in Michigan, the state legislature suspended its session after armed protesters took to the Capitol while thousands honked their horns outside. George Saleem served under the Bush, Obama, and Trump administrations, monitoring domestic extremism at the Department of Homeland Security and National Security Council. He's now with the Anti-Defamation League. Saleem says the federal government has been slow to take the threat of domestic extremism seriously.
For a long time, there has been a bit of an imbalanced focus in this country that the only threat that we face to our country and to our public safety comes from outside the country.
Andy says it's unclear where the Trump administration stands on anti-government groups. At one point, Trump tweeted, quote, "Liberate Michigan," seemingly in defiance of his own health experts' guidance to stay at home.
The messaging coming out of the executive branch has been so confusing and so convoluted.
It's still to be seen how lasting the recruiting gains are. A who's who of anti-government activists is planning a Liberate America rally Saturday in North Idaho. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.